The election is November 3rd. As part of our coverage, WPSU is speaking with candidates in the race for the U.S. House in Central and North Central Pennsylvania. Today, we'll hear from Todd Rowley, the Democratic challenger in the race for the 13th Congressional District. Incumbent Republican John Joyce's campaign did not respond to requests for an interview. The district covers several counties in South Central Pennsylvania, including Blair and Huntingdon counties and parts of Cambria and Westmoreland counties. Todd Rowley, thank you for talking with us.
And thank you. Thank you to WPSU-FM for the opportunity to speak with you and your listeners today.
You're a retired FBI agent who lives in Donegal Township, Westmoreland County. Why did you decide to run for Congress? And what do you think makes you qualified?
And I get that question, obviously, right out of the gate from my interaction with voters. And first and foremost, like your listeners, I care deeply about our country. You know, I spent nearly 30 years in public service as a law enforcement officer, 24 years of which I was an FBI special agent, protecting our country, protecting the American citizens. And I also care deeply about my fellow citizens. And I see what has happened with this current administration and their failure in leadership to protect the American people. And I want to do everything I can. Should I be so honored to be elected as the citizens of PA 13's representative in Congress, their voice in Washington, to do everything I can to make their lives better, to fight for the working class, to fight for those hardworking families, our farmers and our teachers, our coal miners, nurses and steel workers, our first responders, truck drivers, construction workers, those men and women that have been essential, right? Those essential workers that have kept our country going these last 9 months. And, you know, we look back and I think that we've taken those hardworking men and women for granted. And it's taking this sort of national public health crisis for us to remember who it is that really drives our economy and who it is that keeps our society going. So I feel with my background, my law enforcement background, and my commitment to my fellow citizens that I would make a individual in Congress that that the men and women of PA 13 can believe in and trust in.
Congress obviously has a lot to deal with right now. What specifically do you think the priority should be after the election?
And first and foremost, we find ourselves in the middle of this continual COVID-19 pandemic, this national public health crisis. We have people, fellow citizens, that are struggling right now. And first and foremost, I implore, I plead with Congress and the White House to pass legislation such as the HEROES Act. Get that relief funding in place because we need that. We are far from turning the corner on this pandemic. And until we have leadership at the national level that will put in place that very specific plan of action in order to rally the American people together, in order for us to turn the corner truly on this national public health crisis. But first and foremost, we have to, right now, I plead with Congress and the White House, get this relief funding passed. And then beyond that, though, we do have to look at healthcare. Healthcare and lowering the cost of prescription medication, those life-saving prescription medications that nearly 50% of our citizenry rely on. We have to get that done, and we have to get that done in a bipartisan manner.
So you mentioned the economic stimulus package that's under negotiations right now. Is there anything in particular specifically that you think it needs to include?
Well, clearly, the way the HEROES Act is laid out, it hits so many different important aspects that has to be covered in any broad scope of a federal stimulus, following up to the CARES Act, which was done in a bipartisan manner. There's no reason why this cannot be done in a bipartisan manner in regard to something like a package that the HEROES Act represents, but it covers state and local tribal governments to help those governments with their responsibilities within those financial responsibilities they have to the state and local citizens, to our workers, to our small businesses that are relying upon things like the PPP, the Payment Protection Program. Those things are fundamental right now in order to continue to prevent Americans from falling further into poverty, as well as further contraction from our economy. It's vital. We have to get that done.
And is there something specific you want to see on the healthcare front too? You mentioned that as a priority.
You know, Anne, I'm a big proponent of universal healthcare for our country. And I know that we cannot achieve that overnight. And that's going to take a real bipartisan effort in order to achieve that. But Anne, I'm going to leave this with your listener. You know, I believe that healthcare is a basic human right. We're all humans. We're all susceptible to injury or a diagnosis of an illness or a disease. And in order to receive that medical treatment that we all deserve, that should not place a person or a family in financial hardship or certainly bankruptcy. So I'm a big proponent that I believe that the Patient Protection and Affordable Care Act, the ACA, I believe the ACA represents a vehicle for us to reach that universal healthcare system.
Todd Rowley, thank you for joining us.
And thank you so much again.
Todd Rowley is the Democratic candidate in the race for the 13th U.S. House District. Incumbent Republican John Joyce's campaign did not respond to requests for an interview. To listen to this and other candidate interviews, go to WPSU.org/vote. I'm Ann Danahy, WPSU.